And not just this church, I'm a part of the church.
Right.
And the reason why I'm a part of the church is because God blessed me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, I don't have anything to boast or to brag about. It was just God's grace and mercy that brought me in and gave me His Spirit. And I believe today I'm a part of the body of Christ because of His Spirit.
Right.
And the thing about it today, we're going to the book of Acts of the Apostles 2:36. And we want you to get it in your Bible. I'm not here to teach something that you never heard before. That's not why I'm here. What I want to do tonight is encourage you in the way of God.
Right.
And I want to exhort you to get God's Spirit in your life. I want to exhort you to get God's Spirit in your life. You know, we can come, we can join ourselves to the church, we can join ourselves to the group, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And that's what I did. When I first came, and I'll tell you this a little bit, I was about 14, and something happened to me the night before I came. I was with one of my cousins. We were laughing. We was joking. I was lying. And I told my cousin, I said, you know, I told a lot of lies tonight, but tomorrow I'm going to be at the altar. And at the time, I didn't know I was telling the truth. But the point about it is that next day I came. And the service was so spiritual. And the people was praising God. And then the voice began to talk to me, say, you know better. You know better. You know you're doing some things you ought not to be doing. Today you need to give your life to God. Mm-hmm. Today is the day. And so I stepped out. But now y'all might know that part. I've told you that part. But I didn't tell you another part. My mama didn't believe I was trying to get saved. She thought that I just wanted to play the guitar. She asked me. She said, did you join the church just so you could play the guitar? She asked me that. You know, when your family keep it real with you. But you know, I told her, no, I want to do this thing. And what I did was, I didn't just tell her that. I began to show it. I began to live it. And when I was tested and tried, even with my brother, I began to show a change. And a change came over me.
Right.
A change came over me. And I want to tell you today, when you join up with the church, you don't supposed to be the same.
No.
A change is supposed to come in your life.
Right.
You don't supposed to come into the church and get baptized and then come up out of the water and walk the same way you always walked before you ever lined up with the church, before you ever got baptized. You live the same old life. That's not what God want to do.
Right.
That's not what God wants for us. Then I'll tell you one more piece and we go into the scripture. One more piece. I was one of the meanest persons that you probably wanted to ever meet. I had a lot of anger in me. I had a lot of bad stuff in me. But I will tell you, when I surrendered myself to God, something happened to me. I don't understand it. Even to this day, I cannot explain it to you. But the truth of the matter is, what God did for me, He's here to do the same thing for you.
Right.
I want to ask you a question today. Has anybody in here ever had a pain in your body that went away and you wondered what happened to your pain?
Yeah. Right
there. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand.
Yeah.
You had a pain, it went away, and you wonder what happened to it.
Man.
You didn't want it to come back.
No, don't want it to come back.
But you just, oh man, that thing gone. And, oh, you relieved, but you wonder how to just go away from you like that. Mm. And I want to tell you, that old rotten spirit that I had, it left me, and I was wondering myself, what happened to it? But I would tell you this, I didn't dig too deep in it. I was glad.
Yeah.
That the Lord converted me.
Yes.
He changed my way of thinking. He changed my way of looking at life. And I'm glad about it today. And I'm here to tell you, He will do the same thing for you.
Right.
Do you agree with that tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have some witnesses here?
Yes.
Has the Lord done anything for you?
Yes.
You're in the right place tonight. If you got some stuff in your life that's not like God would have it to be, you're in the right place.
Wow.
Because this is where we teach the apostles' doctrine. And Jesus Christ, he is the first apostle. And when he came into the world, he began to charge other men. And he gave the word to the apostles and charged them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And part of the gospel is repentance and remission of sins.
Yes.
Before you get Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, we'd like for you to look at St. Luke 24 and 45. These men that the Lord came into the world, he began to train and to teach them, because when Jesus Christ came into the world, he didn't come to stay. He didn't come to teach everybody. He came to show the way of salvation.
Right.
And one of his purposes for coming into the world was to die for our sins.
Right.
So he didn't come to stay, but he came to train and to teach and to show us the way and then die for our sins. But when he died for our sins, he left some witnesses here. And these witnesses were called apostles, because they were ambassadors and they were charged to go and spread the gospel. Mm-hmm. What gospel? The good news.
Right.
What good news? About repentance and remission of sin.
Right.
The fact that you don't have to stay the way you have been. That's the good news. I don't care how your life is or how it has been. The Lord is not so concerned about that. He come to bless you and turn you away from your past, away from your sin, and away from the thing that was causing you to die. Let's see what the scripture says. St. Luke 24 and 45.
He didn't open their understanding.
He opened up the apostles' understanding.
That they might understand the scripture. And said unto them.
And he said to them.
Thus it is written. And does it behoove Christ to suffer?
It behooved Christ to suffer.
And to rise from the dead the
third
day. And that
repentance.
And remission of sins.
Don't y'all know this is what needs to be preached now?
Right.
Repentance and remission of sin.
Should be preached in his name.
Among all nations.
Beginning at Jerusalem.
And
ye are his witnesses. Of these things.
And you are witnesses of these things.
Yes.
The apostles saw these things. And so when Jesus Christ died, he was able to tell them and to charge them. And they began to go and preach the gospel.
Right.
In all the world. And they began to make disciples. See, if we're going to make disciples, we got to be disciples of Jesus Christ.
Right.
I thank God today for the great leader that we have here in the True Church of God in Christ, in Bishop Jeffries. But Bishop Jeffries is not trying to get us to be altogether followers of him. He's trying to get us to be followers of him as he followed Christ.
Right.
And the apostles, they were charged to get people to come to Christ.
Right.
And today I want to charge you and to encourage you and exhort you to come to Christ.
Right.
Because when you come to Christ, everything about you, if you don't mind, will be converted. It will be changed and made better.
Right.
I'm glad about today. Now let's go to Acts of the Apostles 2 and 36.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God had made that same Jesus.
Whom
you have crucified.
He told them about what they did wrong. He told them about their sin and their transgression. He said, he's made that same Jesus whom you crucified. What?
Both Lord and Christ.
When they heard that,
they were pricked in their hearts.
And said to Peter.
And to the rest of the apostles. Men and brethren. What shall we do? Yes.
And the answer was not, you have nothing to do. The answer was, do what?
Then Peter said unto them,
what did he say?
Repent. And be baptized.
Now this is what needs to take place here
now. Right.
I'm not going to run through this. Repent.
And be baptized.
Right. You know what sometimes people do? They get excited and they get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't repent.
Right.
So then they come up out of the water and they don't walk in the newness of life. They walk like they always have been walking. And then sometimes people get baptized, and after they get baptized, it's like my mother said to me, she said, are you just getting baptized so you can play the guitar? Because in time past, they didn't hardly want you to beat the tambourine if you didn't testify to being saved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
tell you now. I used to like to beat it too, but then sometimes my mothers would get a hold of you and say, put that tamarind down, you ain't saved. Am I right about it? Amen. Now you young folks, you don't know what I'm talking about. Let the old folks or the seasoned folks say amen.
Amen.
Y'all know that's how it was. Yeah. You didn't just go grabbing no drum.
No.
I'm going to beat this drum. No, you better put that stick down. Before that stick get on you. Yeah. Amen. And the time passed, the mothers and the time passed, they would discipline us. I told y'all about my bad spirit. And I had a bad spirit in church. It didn't make no difference. I had a bad spirit in church, but now in the old time, it didn't matter about who it was. They would discipline you.
Right.
And I remember a mother named Mother Dudley.
Yeah.
And she had two thick wooden sticks.
Yeah.
And she make a joyful noise with those sticks. But one day, I believe I was in Lithonia, Georgia, and I got into something with another child, and she took that nice wooden stick that she make a joyful noise with and popped me with it. But now, I didn't tell Mama because... that was another whooping.
That's right.
But I appreciate the discipline I received. And so let's see what the scripture says here now. In Acts of the Apostles 2
and
38.
Then Peter said unto them.
And my point was that sometimes people get in the church, they get baptized, and they want to go to work. Mm-hmm. They want to go to work. Time to get baptized, they're ready to work. But let me tell y'all something today. What you need to do is seek God first.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I know we need some more urchins. I know we need some more choir singers. I know we need some more people to do some other things. But let me tell you something. You need the Holy Ghost to operate in the church of God.
Yeah.
The church of God is a spiritual thing. And so it's hard to operate in a spiritual thing without the Spirit.
Right, right.
In some jobs, you got to have the right credentials. Isn't that right?
Right.
I think Sister Jada Harris is an accountant. Is that right? It's going to be hard to be an accountant without some understanding about accounting. Am I right about it? Let me break it down a little bit more where you can understand. Mother Boyd is a very fine cook, and we got some fine cooks in here other than Mother Boyd. Mother Louise, Mother Holmes is fine. And some more. I know I'm missing somebody. But now we got some fine cooks in here. But now let me ask y'all a question now. Isn't it going to be hard to cook and you don't know how?
Yeah.
You got to have certain credentials. My point about all this is that the scripture says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and what?
For the remission of sins.
Yes.
And you shall receive the gift.
And you shall receive what?
The gift.
The gift.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Now, don't we need the gift of the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
If you got it, that's wonderful. Don't you need it?
Yes.
See? All right. That's like my wallet. I need it, and I got it. If you got the Holy Ghost, you need it, and you might have it. Am I right about it?
Right.
But let me, if you don't have it, don't you need it?
Yes, you need it.
Don't we all need the Spirit?
Yes.
Don't the world need the Spirit?
Yes.
And as I talk to our young people, sometimes we talk a lot about education, but do you know what you need the most? The Spirit.
Yeah.
The scripture says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, it's a lot of, you know, when I was thinking about ministering today, all these scriptures run through my mind. Mm-hmm. We can work on a lot of things. It's a lot of things we can preach. But you know what? Sometimes what you got to do is go back to the foundation.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Right.
Because when the foundation is right, everything else that go up from it is going to be all right.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Right.
And in some things, I will say this, as we teach and as we preach, it's going to be something we're going to always have to say. Just like I was so glad today they were singing in the devotional period. And as I was sitting there, I began to look at Zed. Zed was just going. He was just going. He was just going. And Matthias right there with him. And then then my little cousin there, he was just going. And these young folks, they were just rejoicing in God. You know what? These are the people who need to hear this gospel. And then my other ones, as they're coming along and they're growing up and they're developing, we want to develop them into young saints.
Right.
So one thing we don't want them to do is come in here and just start doing stuff and never, ever get the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is necessary.
Yes.
You cannot be saved without it. So if you don't have it, today is today to start seeking it.
Right.
The scripture says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Right.
Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and unrighteous man his thoughts.
Right.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways.
Right.
My ways are higher as the heaven is from the earth. They're higher than that than your ways. You yes. need his Spirit. If you want the ways of God, you got to get his Spirit. Is necessary. Thou been baptized. They sang a song one time. I've already been converted. I feel all right. But have you been born again? Do you have the Spirit? Are you sure? Are you sure? Have you made your calling and election sure? I thank God for being here. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my children. I just thank God for this church. I thank God this church teaches the truth. Let me ask you a question. Have you been born again? I thank God for food, clothes, and shelter. But can you thank God for the Holy Ghost? Do you have it?
Right.
The scripture says, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive what?
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Who need it? Who need it?
We all need it.
Everybody needs it.
That's right.
I heard Ella Robinson say, the thing that is for the aged people is the same thing for the young people.
Right.
Everybody got to get God's Spirit.
That's right.
So let's see what the scripture says. And now Acts of the Apostles 2:38, what does it say?
Then Peter said unto them.
What did it say?
Repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
In
the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin.
You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for right. the remission of sin.
And you shall receive the gift.
And you shall receive the gift.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
What will the Holy Ghost do for you? Why do you need that? Because it leads you and it guides you in all truth.
Right.
You know what? You know what? Today, we're facing a problem in society today. And if people just receive the Spirit of God, don't y'all know we have a better world to live in?
Yeah.
Can a man who has the Spirit walk out on his wife?
No.
Y'all just answer me some questions here now. Answer me some questions here now. Now, isn't it better for a man and a wife, when they have children, isn't it better for them to stay together?
Yeah. Right, right.
And if you got the Spirit, would a man that got the Spirit, would he run out on his wife?
No.
Will he seek strange flesh?
No.
Am I right?
That's right.
Will a man with the Spirit seek another woman outside of his wife?
No.
They won't do that. See, you know, sometimes we, like I said in the sister convention, you know, sometimes we work on the wrong problem. Mm-hmm. If you get to the root of the matter, then we can solve the problem.
Right.
The root of the problem is the spirit.
Right.
Y'all agree with that today?
Yeah.
If you got the spirit, will you commit fornication?
No.
You know what the spirit calls you to do? To want to do things the right way.
Right.
Instead of trying to sneak around and slip around, you want to do things the right way.
That's right.
Because the spirit will lead you and it'll guide you in all truth.
Right.
It'll lead you in the path of righteousness.
Right.
That's what the spirit will do for you.
Yes.
That's all I'm glad about today. The spirit will cause husbands to love their wives.
Right.
The spirit will cause wives to love their husbands.
Right.
The spirit will cause you to obey them that have the rule over you.
Right.
And it'll cause you to submit yourself for they watch for your soul.
Right.
So I'm glad about today. I thank God for his spirit today. I thank God for a submissive spirit.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad about it. I got some joy tonight. Anybody else got some joy?
Yeah.
Because I tell you tonight, what the Spirit will do for you, it'll give you some of that. And you know, the joy that the Spirit give you, can't nobody take it from you. Your circumstances don't take the joy that the Spirit give you. It don't take it from you.
Right.
The Spirit, it calls you to be humble. The Spirit bless you with a humble mind. The Spirit calls you to not be a person that's always arguing and fussing and bickering in confusion. Am I right about it?
Yes.
And I love this thing because now, you know what? I used to be a mean person, but now I can get along with some of the worst people. It ought to be somebody in here to be able to say amen to me.
Amen.
Now, my wife is one of the best people. She's not one of the worst. But I tell you, through the Spirit, my wife and I, we have a joyous marriage. We have a joyous marriage. Because I know how to conduct myself. And I tell you, sometimes when you have the Spirit, you can grow in this thing.
Right.
The scripture says in Peter, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
If some people might have got the Spirit in 58, but they done grew up some now.
Right.
I got the Spirit and I've had the Spirit, but the Lord has blessed me. And he called me to get some season in my spirit. Right. Amen. Anybody here been married a long time and got some season in it? And another thing, I'll testify just a little bit. My wife and I, we've been married for 21 years now. And at 20 years, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to take you somewhere. I'm going to take you somewhere. So I started planning to go somewhere. And a few weeks ago or so, I took her out of the country. And it was just me and her. We was honeymoon. Enjoying each other's company. And what I want to say about that is, husbands, I'm not going to hang up right here, but sometimes you got a mixed crowd like this, everybody needs something.
Right. That's right.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
I found out that if you please your wife, she going to want to do what she can to please you.
Right.
And now I said, my wife don't really owe me nothing, but she act like it. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. We were there, and sometimes she would want to do something. Let me just say this to benefit somebody. Sometimes my wife want to do stuff that I don't care a thing about. Mm-hmm. Not an ounce. Mm-hmm. Not an ounce. I don't care nothing about it. But you know what? If my wife asks me to do it, and she really is concerned about me doing it, I say yes. Sometimes she says, let's go shopping, or let's go here. I say, okay. And then when I get there, sometimes I begin to get a little aggravated. But you know what? You know what I began to do? And you know what the Spirit began to speak to me? That's what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost. It'll help you in all this stuff now.
Right,
you
right.
can say what you want to say, but you need the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Sometimes your marriage, it'll be everything you ever dreamed of if you get the Spirit.
Right.
Sometime in those situations where I'm starting to feel aggravated, starting to feel a little annoyed, I begin to think, I said, now, she done asked me to do this. I done agreed to do it. Just be patient and act like I'm loving everything going on. Because this is what I don't want, and this is what you shouldn't want. For your wife to not want to go anywhere with you.
That's right.
And I begin to think about that.
Right.
I don't wonder what my wife said, well, I don't want you to go. Mm-hmm. I want my wife to enjoy being around me.
Right.
Because after a while, it's just going to be me and her. We need to enjoy each other.
Right.
And the Spirit help you with all of that.
That's right.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Anybody in here had the Spirit before they got married? Anybody? Raise your hand. Feel like you had the Spirit before you got married? All right. That's a small number. Lord have mercy. But let me tell you something. The Spirit will help you in the beginning of your marriage.
Right.
And what happens sometime now, people are trying to seek a husband or a wife without the Spirit. Don't you know what the Bible says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right.
Let's go to Matthew 6 and 33. I think that's it. Let's see what the Bible says here now.
Matthew 6 and 33.
And I'm going to close in a little while, but if I can encourage you to do anything. It's a lot. I know it's a lot I can preach, but if I can encourage you to do anything, if I can leave you with one thought today, and that would be. Get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Get it. Seek it.
Right.
Go after it. I know in time past they've had tarrying services. They had tarrying service. They'd get you down on the altar. And they would have the mourning situation. Whoa. You gonna get it tonight? Call his name, Jesus. Say it loud, Jesus. Say it fast, Jesus. And sometimes we look back at what the folks did, but I want to tell you something now. If you don't mind, those folks in time past were more sincere than some of the ones in this generation. The folks in those time past, if they said, we want all the sinners to come down to the mourning bench, and the folks would come down out there and come to the mourning bench. And there wouldn't be shame of it. But right now, folks are ashamed of God.
Right.
Am I right today?
That's right.
Some folks today, they ashamed to call on the name Jesus. Mm-hmm. Anybody ashamed today? Well, call his name then.
Jesus.
We need to call on his name.
Jesus.
It's time to seek ye the Lord. What you talking about? I'm saying seek the Spirit of God in your body.
Right.
You say, we want the Spirit in the church. We got to get the Spirit in us.
Yeah.
I don't mean no harm, y'all, but this thing is just exciting to me. The Lord is coming back.
Right.
When will he come? I don't know. The scripture says, no man knows the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. But what he did do in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he gave us signs of his coming.
Right.
The signs are being revealed.
Right.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
Hatred, malice,
yeah.
Killing, Am I right?
Amen.
Look like peace has been taken from the earth. Taken from some of even our homes. No peace. Am I right today?
Right.
So what should you do now? Seek ye the Lord.
Right.
Some things have happened to me beyond my control. But you know what I begin to recognize and I take consolation in and I get comfort from? I'm recognizing that God is in control. And if I surrender everything to Him, everything gonna be all right.
Right.
And what I say today is already all right.
Right.
I'm fine. I'm fine. And if you got God, you fine.
Yeah.
You all right?
Amen.
You all right?
Sure.
You all right?
Amen.
You been sick, but you all right? Am I right about it? You been sick, but you all right?
Amen.
Am I right about it? Some of us going through different trials and tribulations, but you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you have been broken up a little bit, but bless God, you all right?
Yeah.
Am I right about it today?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to believe this thing in your heart.
Yeah.
If you serve God and get God in your life and in your spirit and your soul, it just does not matter. It just does not matter. I want to tell you something today. I'm going to tell you something about my testimony. Even recently, I was paying attention to the presidential election. I was paying attention to the news. I was listening to the talk radio day in the morning, on up into the night. When I go home, I turn on Fox News and listen to what's going on and all the arguing, all the rhetoric, and then all the stuff that ISIS is doing. And then my heart just got heavy. My heart got heavy. And then some trials and tribulations come. And then you know what I said? You know what I said? You know what I decided to do? I said, I'm going to stop listening to all this junk all day long. And you know what I began to do? I began to listen to some spiritual music. I began to listen to some psalms and some hymns. I turned on my radio and pulled up a song and said, whoa, Lord, I want you to help me. Whoa, Lord, I want you to help me. Whoa, help me on my journey and help me on my way. Whoa, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Let me tell you something today. Sometimes you're going through trials and tribulations. Sometimes you got to turn your YouTube off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to turn your Netflix off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to turn your TV off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to turn your radio off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to sing spiritual song.
Yeah.
Make melody.
Yeah.
In your heart to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. There's so many things we can look at tonight out of the scriptures, but the scripture says, repent and be baptized in the name of what?
Jesus Christ.
For what?
The remission of sins.
Don't you know we need to put our sins in remission?
Yes.
If you got cancer, the best news you can ever have, or if you had cancer, the best news you can ever have is the doctor to tell you your cancer is in remission. When they tell you that, you can rejoice and say, it's gone now. It's gone now. You may have had sin in your life, but I want to tell you today, it can be gone.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. If it ain't right, let it go.
Right.
If it is right, don't you keep it another day.
Right.
Because sin is the thing that's killing you.
Yeah.
The sin is the thing that kills your marriage.
Right.
The sin is the thing that can kill all your future success.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you want to go to college and get a good job, but sin will mess it up.
Right.
I'm right about today.
Yes.
Sometimes you think you want to do some good things in life, but sin, it'll weigh you down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you want to go up and achieve and do great things in life, but the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation.
Right.
But sin is a reproach to any people.
Yeah.
Sin will bring you down.
Yes.
Righteousness will carry you up.
Yes.
You want to go up? Do right.
Right.
You want to go up? Repent.
Yes.
You want to go up? Get baptized.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You want to go up? Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you, God, to praise tonight.
Yes.
First John 3 and 8.
1 John 3 and 8.
Come on.
He that committed sin.
He that committed sin.
Is of the devil.
Read.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yes.
For this purpose.
For this purpose.
The Son of God was manifest.
Son of God was manifest.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
He might destroy the works of the devil.
Whosoever is born of God.
Whosoever is born of God.
Doth not commit sin.
Doth not commit sin.
But his seed remaineth in
him. That thing remains in you.
And he cannot sin.
And you cannot sin.
Because he is born of God.
Because you are born of God.
In this. The children of God are manifest.
The children of God are made known.
And the children of the devil.
And the children of the devil.
Whosoever.
Doeth
not righteousness.
Who doeth not righteousness
is not of God.
Right. So when we're born of God, then we let all of the righteousness go.
Right.
Read 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Get it right quickly. Get it in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Let's see what the scripture says here now.
1 Corinthians 6 and 9.
It says this.
Know ye not. That
the unrighteous.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived.
Don't you let somebody come along and fool you and make you think you can live any type of way and still make it with God. You just can't do it. We've got to be righteous.
That's right.
The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Read on.
Be not deceived. Neither fornicators.
Fornicators.
Now idolaters.
Now you know.
Idolaters.
You know. That I teach about fornication. So don't be surprised that I'm saying something about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of the things that's plaguing our generation and breaking down the family structure. Because children are being born into the world without a father and mother together in the home.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want you to do that. God don't want you to start having children without your husband. God wants you to have children with your husband. Am I right about
it? That's right.
And he wants the husband and wife to stay together and raise the children.
Right.
And I can testify, coming from a broken home, I decided some time ago when I was a child, I decided that if I ever had a wife and I had some children, I was going to stay with my wife and I was going to stay with my children.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me tell you something.
Right.
This is a better way.
That's right.
Y'all agree with that today?
Oh, yes.
So fornication is just not a good way to go.
That's right.
So that's what we want to instruct with our young people as they're coming up. We want to tell them, don't be a fornicator.
Right.
Don't do that. And I ain't talking about nobody that's been a fornicator. Because if you've been a fornicator, let me tell you something. Today, the Lord will blot out all of that bad stuff.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you all this now. If the Lord blotted out my bad stuff, you think he would respect the person? You know what sometimes people think? Sometimes people think all the mothers been holy all their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case.
No.
I think one of our mothers even shot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you something, though. That's what, and in fact, I want you to finish out before we sit down. I want you to read all of 1 Corinthians 6, 9, on down through 11.
Yes, sir.
And I want y'all to understand something today. I don't care what position you're in your life right now. Let me tell you something. God can change you.
That's right.
I told one of my daughters. I call her a daughter. And she said that I'm like a father to her. And she got some tattoos. She kind of went away and strayed off. And looked like she's coming on back around. Because I'm going to tell you something now. Now, people are different. Now, I'm hard to give up on somebody. Am I right, Brother Havens? Stand up, Brother Havens. Have I ever given up on you? Have you given me a reason to give up on you? It doesn't matter. But now, I was telling this young lady, she has some tattoos. I said, you know what? You don't know. You might be a mother in the church one day. You don't know that. Because sometimes you put markings on your body and on your flesh and everything. But one day, see, God changed your heart. And sometimes you out there, you may have them scars, like you say, battle scars to show, and all these little tattoos and stuff and piercings and all this stuff. But then when you come into God, you might have some of that still on your skin. But your heart been changed.
Right.
But then if you don't mind some young daughters have feet washing or something, and then they see them tattoos, and say, Mother. Mother. We need to talk. Mother look like you know what's up. I'm telling you, y'all might think that these mothers don't know, they hadn't been nowhere, hadn't experienced nothing, but they were not born the ages that they are today.
Right.
And they know some things. Am I right, mothers? Amen. We thank God today. But you know, sometimes you think, nobody has experienced what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going through what I'm going through. And bless God, the Bible says such were some of you.
Right.
Some of these sanctified people in here today, they were some of those folks out there in the streets.
That's right.
And I want to tell you today, if you're out there in the street, the Lord said, come unto me.
That's right.
Come out the streets.
Yeah.
The Lord got a better way for you than this.
Yeah.
He got some love and some joy for you.
Yeah.
Right here among us.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what the scripture says.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
The unrighteous.
Shall
not inherit the kingdom of God.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Be not deceived.
Now, let me tell you, here's the thing. You can't inherit what God has for you if you stay in your unrighteousness.
Right.
But just because you're unrighteous, that don't mean the Lord is not seeking after you. That don't mean the Lord don't want you to come to him. He wants you to come to him. He didn't come to call the righteous, but he come to call sinners to repentance. The people with jacked up lives. Mm. And you think, well, I'm too messed up to get saved. No, you just right. You just right. Now's your time. Let's see what the scripture says.
Be not deceived.
Don't you be deceived.
Neither fornicators.
Fornicators.
Nor idolaters.
Idolaters.
Nor adulterers.
Adulterers.
Nor effeminate.
Effeminate.
Nor abusers of themselves of mankind.
I'll stop right there. The effeminate part. Now, the effeminate, they got to get it right too.
Right.
Somebody got upset with me because I told them, I told a young man one time, I said, your clothes look like you're a homosexual. Mm-hmm. Your clothes make you look like that. Let me tell y'all something now. If you're a man, you don't supposed to dress like a female.
Right. That's right.
And some of the clothes that our young men wear now, sometimes it make you look effeminate.
Right.
Do it?
Yes, it does.
And if it do that, then you need to stop doing that.
Right.
I'm trying to be mean to nobody. I just said, you need to change. Now, let me tell you something. If you love somebody, wouldn't you tell them the truth?
Right.
It's you got a situation and your clothes ain't fitting right. Even some of my brothers here, if their clothes ain't fitting right, you think I'm going to just let them go out in the public like that? I would say, hey, man, you need to fix this up.
Yeah.
And I'd get with them and say, yeah, man, you just ain't looking right. Let's fix this. Isn't that what love would do?
Right.
Now, young men, Let's dress like young men.
Right.
Now we tell the young women certain things, but now I say now, as young men, we got to straighten up some too.
That's right.
Do y'all agree with that?
Amen. Amen.
So a feminine not gonna make it in.
No.
They're not gonna make it in. So now, what is the feminine? I got to go on through here now. The feminine is a man who acts like a woman and have womanish ways. And the feminine got to change. Do y'all agree with that?
Amen.
Say no effeminate. What else?
No abusers of themselves or mankind.
No, the homosexual, he not gonna make it either.
Right.
So, but they can change, okay? Let's see what the scripture says.
Nor
thieves.
Nor covetous.
Now, thief, what does a thief have to do? If a thief was gonna get saved, what would he have to do?
Stop stealing.
He gotta stop stealing. A thief got to stop stealing. Just like all these other things, if you're doing these things, you got to stop doing them.
Right.
Let's see what the scripture says a little further.
Nor covetous.
Nor drunkards.
Nor revilers. Nor extortionists.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God. And
such were some of you.
Such were some of you. See, some of us were this way.
Right.
But what happened?
But you're what?